But right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. It's WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be right around now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shops in downtown Carrboro and also in the Whole Foods Plaza on Elliott Road in Chapel Hill. Whole Foods Plaza still being renovated, but the PTA Thrift Shop is open with regular hours, all stocked up for back to school. It is that time, so head on over and shop and support this great organization. Joined in the studio by Victor Lewis and Aaron A.J. Johnson, who
That's
are throwing air, paper airplanes back and forth at each other right now.
It is Kids Q, and it's Labor Day weekend, so I feel like it was
That is a delightful paper airplane.
It's the last 2 hours of school, and we're bored.
It is also a very abstract paper airplane design.
It's not abstract. It's lovely.
That's
it's,
one of those fancy, like, stealth fighter-shaped paper airplanes.
If this was a full-size sheet of paper, you know what? After Kids Q, I'm going to make you a paper airplane.
Please
Aaron
do.
Keck. I'm going to make you the most ballin' paper airplane
Please
you have ever
do.
Seen.
Please do, yes.
I used to specialize in paper
airplanes. I encourage this strongly.
Yeah. I'll make two. I'll make one for AJ as well.
Awesome. What are your Labor Day plans?
I'm seeing Godzilla tomorrow, as I heard Ron Stutz talk about during the morning show, which surprised me, but also I guess it makes sense. I mean, like, of course I was gonna go see Godzilla on the Lumina outdoor
the outdoor movie
screen.
Yeah, that's gonna be fun.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about
is
that.
Ron also going to it? Is that
I would love to run into Ron at the Godzilla showing Whole Truth, just say, hey buddy, how's it going, you ready to watch these kaiju?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Sunday, I don't know what I'm doing, and Monday, I have a distinct plan to do nothing.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. That's good. Labor Day equals no labor. How about you?
I'm going to take it one minute at a time and just make things up as I go along.
That is my plan as well. Yeah. I have absolutely nothing on the agenda. I'm going to just be at home doing nothing, and we'll see where we go from there.
Nice.
That's perfect.
I like that.
Hey, you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
Yes. All right. Everyone get around the radio. Here is today's Kids Q question. If suddenly you were as tall as a building, what would you like to do?
Trash Tokyo.
Man, it's a good thing you didn't bring up Dr. Strangelove, otherwise he'd have a completely different idea.
Well, my first answer is not my own. Like, the first thing that I thought of was, like, some Tyrion Lannister stuff. Just him on the wall. I don't know how much I'm allowed to say on Kids Q / on air.
It depends on which Game of Thrones episode you're referring to here.
But I am going to keep thinking about things that I want to do if I was as big as a building. I would just want to kick something. I would want to see how far I can kick something. I need a person the size of a building-sized football so I can punt that football and see how far it goes.
Yes.
Also, run. I want to see how quickly I can get from one place to another because, you know, like, scale, like, I'd be going a lot
You'd
faster.
Have to be real careful not to, like, step on things. You'd have to go out to a very vast desert with nothing in it.
Ooh, you're bringing up a good point logistically, because if I was just trying to run and set some land speed records, like, how fast can I run from Durham to Burlington here?
Yeah.
It would be really lame if I, like, stubbed my toe or hit my shin on a tree, and suddenly there's this giant man somewhere just,
the pain.
Pull the hammy.
Also, if I was as tall as a building and I decided I was going to try to see how fast I could run from Durham to Burlington, I know myself. I have no stamina. I wouldn't get to Hillsboro before I would just be completely wiped out, like standing on the side of the road panting.
Also, how tall was the building?
That's another good question, right?
Like, there are bigger buildings than others.
I was totally thinking skyscraper level. If I'm just as big as a house, I don't know, like, I feel like a lot of this is wanting to test my limits as a new giant human. Like, how does this scale work?
How much can I lift?
Yeah.
How fast can I pick this
car up? Because that would be rad.
Which, like, Olympic events can I win by just size dominating everyone else? Yeah.
If I'm the size of, let's just say, a normal house.
Okay.
One or two stories?
Two stories.
We'll say one.
Really?
Because my idea even works with a one-story house.
Okay, cool.
If I'm as tall as the very top of a one-story house, I'm immediately signing an NBA contract.
That's fair.
That's so
depressing. Throw me the ball!
That's so depressingly real. Just like, if I was the size of a house, the first thing I'd do would be start a gutter cleaning company. Like, that's super lame.
That's labor.
Get a job.
Although, that does bring up a really important question about the size of a building, because if you're the size of a one-story house, yes, basketball contract, two-story house, maybe the same thing. But at a certain point, like, you can be too tall to play basketball.
I feel like two-story house is already too tall to play basketball, my guy.
Into the building. It would be difficult for you to, like, handle. But that's, like, already you're, like, larger than the court. The basketball would be, like, this tiny little thing in your hands.
You can catch really easily.
You would have to, like, bend down to dunk, and people would probably be able to easily block you in some way, shape, or form. Also, they would just foul you, and you wouldn't be able to make free throws.
Yeah, you could. You just reach up and drop it in.
Yeah, but it would probably, like, bounce off the back. The way I shoot, I don't know about the way you shoot.
If you're the size of a three-story house, you're legitimately standing on the line reaching forward and just
putting
it in.
I feel like if I'm the size of a three-story house, my terrible basketball skills are still going to...
Now you're just tall and bad.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
I guess it ties in my worries about stubbing my toe as a giant. I just don't want to look foolish.
And there's also the importance of the word suddenly in here. If I was if I just blinked in my eyes and then opened them back up again and suddenly I was as tall as a building, the first thing I would do is panic.
Well, because the first thing you would happened do is try to pull yourself out of the roof.
Yes. Yeah, also true.
I guess we would hope that this took place outdoors.
One can hope.
Yeah.
We're being very...
I guess you don't always get what you want.
We're being very logistical, like, engineers about
this
question.
You have to be.
You do have to be.
This is what Kids Q is all about.
This is a very difficult situation that you've just found yourself in.
That's true.
All of a sudden, now you're just the weirdo who's super tall.
If you were as tall as, like, a skyscraper, what would be the first thing you'd do? Like the Chrysler Building. You are an 80-story tall human man.
What would you do?
That's a good question, right?
I feel like how much would you have to eat to survive if you're that size?
Okay, a lot. Yeah.
Let's not get into actual logistics. I would tear a water tower off and fill it with beer. Like, if I was suddenly the size of the Chrysler Building.
Well, now you've just given AJ ideas for what to do this Labor Day weekend.
If he's the size of a building,
which, I don't
if
think
he drinks that
would
much
hold.
Beer,
I don't
he
think
will
the
be the
lack
size
of that would
size
hold him
doesn't
back.
Matter. It's all about the effort.
Hey, if you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, share them with us on Facebook or Twitter and tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at PTA Thrift Shops. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor AJ, thank you so much.
Thank you.